Blog Talk Radio.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh. He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the season premiere of Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I am your host, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm so excited to be doing the start-off, kickoff of season premiere of Insight into Healing. If anyone would wish to contact me, you can contact me at insightintohealing@gmail.com, and also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Also, some more very exciting news. My new published book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, will be found at ccbpublishing.com/aservodidio.html. And please, please join us September 15th at Barnes & Noble in White Plains, New York, 230 Main Street, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., where I was invited to start signing my books and start off the book tour for the new season. Also, be sure to catch my show, The Alexa Show, on alexashowtvshow.com Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Very, very exciting news for Insight into Healing. Insight to Healing will now be broadcasted in way of Al Cole from CBS Radio. Through the success of Al's nationally syndicated show, People of Distinction, Al's talk show, as well as his entire radio network, airs with other CBS radio shows on the giant iTunes radio network. Among the talk show clients on Al Cole's radio network is the international actress Dee Wallace. We all remember Dee Wallace, the actress who starred in one of the biggest films ever, Steven Spielberg's E.T. So exciting that Insight into Healing has expanded so much and everything is just growing and growing. Well, tonight I have such an amazing, inspirational guest on the show. Tonight I have Don Weaver. Don Weaver, a former Army infantry officer, retired career foreign service officer, and Gold Star father, now spends his time supporting veterans and the causes that impact veterans and their families. He and his wife, Jeannie Harris Weaver, have been married 46 years and raised 4 children all over the world during his almost 40 years of federal government and contract service. On September 9th, 2010, their youngest son, Army Lieutenant Todd William Weaver, fell in combat in Afghanistan during an attack on the Taliban enemy in their birthplace in Kandahar. Now, as chairman of the Expansion Committee of the Veterans Memorial Center of Brevard County near Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and president of the largest Military Officers Association of America chapter in the country, Don never stopped serving. After travel to more than 100 countries, learning 5 foreign languages, and representing America in the Army and as a career diplomat, Don is still looking for challenges to serve and find ways, like Todd's Gold Star mom, Jeannie, to honor their son and all the fallen, as well as support all who have served and sacrificed in the American military. Don, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's such an honor to have you.
Well, thank you very much, Alexa. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to reach out to your listeners and talk about the issues that affect veterans today.
Yes. What has been so incredible how Don Weaver and myself have gotten contact. As everyone knows, Reverend Danny Garcia, who's been on my radio show, also on my television show, and Chapter 12 of my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, has been working really closely with you to start his walk on September 11th, this Sunday. Please tell us, how did this all come about?
This is a very interesting story, Alexa. Danny and his wife, Jackie, decided to relocate from Northern Virginia to the Brevard County area. Jackie had work at the Patrick Air Force Base, which is located here. And he called ahead to the Marine Corps headquarters some contacts of his who put him in touch with a Marine Corps friend who actually works with us, who's our operations manager named Bob Doyle. That was last April. And in the next few months, Danny came down for a look-see visit, bought a house, and sort of within 2 weeks of us getting to know him, said, you know, I'd like to do something because we're involved in a major expansion effort here to support veterans in Brevard County and elsewhere. And he said, you know, I've done a lot of walks in my life. Over 26 years, he's walked thousands of miles in many, many countries to support special causes. This is the first time that he would be focused entirely on veterans-related causes. But at this point, he is clearly a man with a mission. And we're delighted that now, through the summer, we were able to iron things out. And we had a sort of a final tune-up meeting yesterday. And I will be coming with him, along with my wife, Jeannie. And we'll launch from New York City, Ground Zero, on 9/11 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon after all the other ceremonies. And he'll walk more than 1,450 miles between Ground Zero and the Florida Space Coast, arriving here on Veterans Day, November 11th, when we'll have a major ceremony and continue to support veterans throughout the region.
And I think this just represents such the two most important dates in our history is September 11th and also Veterans Day, November 11th. I think it's such an incredible way to be able to honor those who have served, those who have fallen like your son, and be able to show them the respect and the honor and also all the work that still needs to be done in supporting that community.
Exactly right. Veterans and their families are still in need of help. The veteran suicide rate is much higher than the average, well over 25 a day. Veterans continue to struggle for support with the VA system, which is overtaxed and burdened by the World War II generation in heavy need of medical support, as well as those in the global war on terror who have had so many issues. They've come out now the longest war in American history. In Afghanistan. So it is indeed a special time. You know, we wanted to be very specific on what this walk would be, so we tried to name it for what it is. Many Steps for Many Vets, 9/11 to 11/11, from Ground Zero to the Space Coast of Florida. So we try to capture in that short way that will be in all the word that we're trying to get out, we'll have those words. That will be really a chance for people to see and understand what vets are doing and willing to do to help each other. Danny, of course, is a veteran of many years in the Marine Corps. He actually spent a year in the Air Force as well and was a law enforcement officer for a total of over 30 years in law enforcement and the military. So Danny's quite a guy at age 71, ready to undertake this latest walk of his. Again, Ground Zero, 9/11, until to the Space Coast of Florida, 11/11.
And it's so amazing. You know, as myself and many, many of my listeners and my radio show and television show are huge, huge supporters of our veterans, of our armed services. How can people get involved and what type of areas could they get involved in, from, you know, a small donation to being part of the walk to a large maybe GoFundMe page? How does that all work?
Well, there's several different ways that we're trying to accomplish this. Number one, we have set up a text-to-give account, which I'll give now and we'll repeat later. So through texting and then prompts, people can give $5, $10, $100 to support veterans. And I'll describe how we're going to make sure that all gets to veterans in a moment. But let me give the prompt, the code. It's text, T-E-X-T, the number 2, give. And then the prompt for a number, and it's 321-325-4780. Let me say again, text to give 321-325-4780. In addition to that, we are working here in Florida on our expansion of our center to include Veterans Emergency Relief, an expanded Veterans Support Center, here in our countywide office, and a new museum and library to teach the stories of veterans and expose the American public to what veterans have done for our country. I believe this is especially important now because Defense Department reports this year officially we have less than half of 1%, 0.47 percent of the American population is now in uniform, the lowest point since between the world wars. And this is an important point to remember, that despite the small numbers, our veterans, our currently serving officers, and our veterans of the past are put into dangerous situations all the time. So we want to remember an old adage that I believe to be true: if you like freedom, thank a veteran.
Yes, yes, I agree with you 100%, and I think people tend to forget or not really realize when it's not part of their everyday life, and really, you know, appreciate what we have, and that there's people out there where we don't even realize are fighting for our freedom, or are giving us, allowing us to have the space, the freedom of speech, the freedom of doing whatever we want, because that is their job. And I think so many times people overlook that and don't really honor those that deserve it.
That's a very good point, Alexa. Remember, since 1983, every single American who's joined our military has done so voluntarily. This is an important point. This all-volunteer military is what makes it super good. As a veteran of the Vietnam era, with the draft going strong, it was very different for me in trying to motivate troops in combat. And I think that now we have troops who are motivated to do the best they can, who put themselves before others, before pleasure. They go forward, because if not me, who? If not now, when? And I think in Todd's case, and the case of many, many people who were young men and women when 9/11 happened in 2001, they saw what happened, and Todd told us that same night, "I don't know how, Dad or Mom, I don't know when, but at some point I am going to do something about this." And your point, Alexa, that doing something about this, taking the fight to the enemy abroad, I believe has saved thousands, hundreds at least, maybe thousands of American lives here. We've already had attacks despite our efforts abroad, as you know, here in our own country. Had we not reacted like this, had we not done things to take the fight out there, and even now it seems to be we're continuing to do that in new ways regarding Syria and Iraq, then we would be in much worse situation. So we owe them a lot. And another thing I think your viewers will and the listeners will understand, it's not the soldier who decides whether they go to war. It's not the soldier who gets into combat. It's not the soldier who decides how much or how little they will serve in the fight. But they're all willing to go. And some pay the ultimate price, and many are wounded, and many others have the responsibility of going on with their lives, having seen and witnessed some very horrific things. But the strength of America, in my opinion, it has always been because those soldiers since 1776 have followed the will of the civilian leadership that does make the decisions where the soldiers will go. If you look at the rest of the world, there are few countries that can say that, and none that have a document like our Constitution guides us so well in that regard.
Yes, and I agree with you 100%. How has it been with creating this walk and working so closely with the veterans? I know with the loss of your son, it must be, you know, kind of bittersweet on this journey.
It really is. Jeannie and I decided very shortly after Todd was killed that it was important that we remember something that was said after World War II. A soldier never dies unless he is forgotten. After World War I, actually. And in that case, we're trying our best to make sure Todd is not forgotten. But in that process, we're working together with so many different people and different organizations to try to remember all the fallen and the service and sacrifice of all. You know, going back to my point, you know, if just being willing to raise your hand is, in effect, giving the country a check, signing a check over to the country that could go up to and including your life. That's what raising your hand means. And to me, that's an important distinction that Americans should know. In most of the 99% of the time, for most soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, merchant Marines, there's not a danger. They're doing, as you said, a job. But once in a while, and for many, many of them, there comes that crunch of battle. And they have to be ready and able, and thank heavens they have been willing, ready, and able to volunteer, and they've been there to do whatever has been asked of them repeatedly, year after year, now over 15 years coming up since we have attacked Afghanistan in early October of 2001.
And definitely should be honored and acknowledged for all the work and dedication. So what is your main mission or goal with this walk? What would you hope to see happen?
Exactly. The many steps for many vets is awareness is the first goal. Money that is raised for this will help a lot of veterans. But here at a crucial time in America's history, elections are coming up. We're going back and forth on different foreign policy issues. We're still concerned about how to handle the war on terrorism, how to deal with policies that might let people into our country who wish us ill. Then we have a responsibility as the American people to vote, to go out and make sure that we are the things that we can do well. One of them is voting. Another one is to be aware and understand. Another one is to thank a veteran. If we can make awareness come forward with through this walk about the commitment of veterans in a saying that I love to remember, since I'm retired now, I don't really feel retired because veterans never stop serving. And that is a feeling that many of us have as we have finished our careers, whether they be military or civilian or both, in my case, and now gone on to other things that will, in retirement, have a difference. And whether you're an active duty a person or a person in the reserves, you deserve to have the confidence and respect of the American people and whenever you served, so that if they can impact the care you get, if they can call attention to the suicide rate, if they can know that there are many veterans' families struggling with financial concerns, could be alleviated with help. But, a hand up, not a hand out, a job, in most circumstances, the transition sometimes is very difficult from being a veteran to getting a job. So the walk for us then calls attention, and then with whatever funds we raise in every state that Danny walks in, New York, New Jersey, all 9 states and the District of Columbia, we will administer through the Disabled American Veterans and through the Marine Corps League funding for real veterans in real places along that route on a percentage basis that they'll get some help because Danny walked. And when he returns here and we wrap things up here, then we'll be able to solidify the kind of support and help that we need to finish our expansion to create this emergency relief center for veterans as well as our support center. In other words, it's a commitment by us to support as many veterans as we can. And that's why when we came up with the slogan, many steps for many vets, we mean it.
And what I think is so incredible, because sometimes when, there's a fundraiser or a walk, it's for one day. I'm so excited that this is, 2 months strong of really very hard, and I think the dates are so amazing. And people can also, they can be involved at many different levels. Is it open for people? Because I know he's going across 9 states to walk. I mean, can they register? What is that about?
Yes, Danny loves to have people walk with him. What we're doing in this case is relying on the local security, police officials and everything. And we're having a support vehicle with Danny at all times. We are making contact with people ahead of time and asking them to alert the VFW or the American Legion or the church so that there will be people as he comes into the town or leaves the town or stays over for dinner at one of the homes of a Marine Corps League buddy or a chaplain, that he will be then welcomed and people will come and talk to him and find out how they can contribute. But also, if they want to understand more, Danny will have information to hand out about the walk and other things that they can do in the future to support veterans. And we'll help them to connect in each state with the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans chapters, and Marine Corps League chapters in their states if they want to, because we have a connection through them that will be our network, not just for funding, but also for support in the walk. The other way that they'll find this interesting is they may find Danny coming to them. Danny will be stopping in 25 major locations, 4 VA hospitals in 4 different states. He'll be coming to historical sites ranging from Ellis Island passing by the park to Yorktown, to Jamestown, to Savannah. You'll be going into the cities, into the towns, into the tourist areas. And in that walking process, we hope people will see, will get curious, will come and seek information, and then participate and help as he goes through these areas. He'll also be walking on 13 military bases, where we're going to show the currently serving military how much we as veterans support them, and we'll take care of them when they are no longer on active duty. So it's a combination of issues, and by the way, the crow flies 1,073 miles from Ground Zero to the Brevard Veterans Memorial Center. Danny's walking 1,450 miles in order to accomplish all these things.
That's amazing. Is there a website or a page where people can follow, can keep updates? Because, I mean, this is going to be something definitely people are going to want to watch and see how far he's going and where he's going to be.
Exactly right. And we're going to set up a center to do a control room to set that up from here as well. Yes, indeed. We have just set up a Facebook page, Many Steps for Many Vets. We have our Veterans Memorial Center website, BrevardVeteransMemorialCenter.org. And let me repeat those two. Many Steps for Many Vets on Facebook and BrevardVeteransMemorialCenter.org, where we will track on probably about, we're hoping for twice a week updates, including projections where he will be going, in an effort to get people interested that, hey, let me join that. As you can imagine, it's hard to predict hour by hour when you're walking and things come up, weather, all kinds of different issues, as you in New York right now know well. So we have to be a little flexible on the future walk, but you know where he goes each week. But we will have updates and plans, and then we hope that people will get engaged that way as well.
Yes, and I will definitely be there September 11th at 2 p.m. down at Ground Zero to kick off the walk. I'm just so, so excited to be a part of it. Reverend Garcia has been a mentor, a friend, a colleague of mine for some time now, and it's so amazing to watch that this has been his dream and his vision for so long, and to see him to keep carrying
right.
it out.
He is an inspirational fellow. We're talking about born in Spanish Harlem, very poor family. Joined the Marine Corps at age 17, and the Marine Corps has helped to shape his life. Became a reverend and chaplain later. Served for many years in law enforcement, and really, the last 20 years has devoted himself to so many causes all over the world. He's met a lot of dignitaries, but in this walk, his focus is on the veterans and sort of a symbolic thing. 15 years after 9/11. Walking from Ground Zero to emerging on Veterans Day is a very, very not just poignant, but for him, a life goal. We older people call it a bucket list item, and he really has wanted to do this. When he first proposed the idea, I tried to talk him out of it to just Florida, where we could support him the whole way. You know, we know Florida well. We'd make sure we probably would have raised a lot of money for Florida vets. But he said, no, Don, I think the Lord is telling me, and I feel very strongly that I should start from Ground Zero now. So that's where we stand.
Well, let me tell you, he has such a huge support here in New York. He came to my first book signing for my book, and the support was amazing. He was out there talking to the people at the book signing, helping people, praying with people that were in pain. People were in tears. People were going through things. And he just kept working. He was praying with people. He was helping people. And everyone was just so, so honored and so amazed to have him there. And I think he is one of those, he just touches your life when you speak to him. And I think with all the work that you three are all doing, it's just what we need in this world right now and things to look up to and to honor.
That's exactly right. I as I get more involved in supporting Danny's efforts, I wish I could walk with him. He's got a lot more stamina. I'm a year younger than he. But I tell you, I'm so proud of what he's trying to do and will do. I know he'll accomplish it very, very well. And I appreciate what you say in that we have a responsibility in our own country to be grateful for the country we live in. But if we sit back and be grateful, how can we impact others? Danny impacts others. That is his mission in life, and he's done it as well as anybody I've ever known.
Yes. Yes, and I think it's so also incredible, also these different layers. This walk has so many different layers. I know I was speaking with Reverend Garcia yesterday also about focusing on the suicide rate with vets, and I think also we've been trying to work with the Westchester Foundation for Suicide Prevention with Greg Loomis, who is also in my book, about trying to help raise more awareness about the suicide rate and vets too and law enforcement, which is also a whole other layer that needs to be addressed and explored.
This is exactly right. That's why he's stopping at 4 veterans hospitals in 4 states. He'll be going to a lot of places where the suicide rate, the damage to veterans' families, that not just the suicide challenges, but also the transition back to the civilian world for thousands of veterans every month that do return to civilian lives. It's an important thing to try to get Americans to focus on this, to help in that transition when they can, especially like small business operators, people that care about the people that have served the country so nobly, and, you know, hiring veterans who are wounded or arranging fundraising for a wounded warrior to have a house that's properly equipped. On an individual basis, we can do so much, but on a group basis that we hope this walk will generate, we can do so much more.
Yes, yes. Because I know there's so many people out there that want to help, and they don't really realize by being that one person and making that effort and contacting people and saying, okay, this is what I'm willing to do, it really starts the whole movement, which this has become. We all individually have an impact, but as a group, we can really make a huger difference.
That's exactly right. And if I may go out on the limb a little bit, and I'll just offer my name and phone number. If people have questions, they can contact us, and I'll be happy to answer them and get back to them. So we'll do that. And then I'd also like to one last time remind people how, if they can't join the walk, if they don't see Danny in the walk, they can at least make a contribution that will help veterans throughout all those 9 states and the District of Columbia. My name again is Don Weaver. If you see it in print, it'll be unusual, Don with 2 N's. And the phone number is 321-453-1776. Pretty good phone number for our Veterans Center here. Don Weaver, 321-453-1776. I also would remind your listeners that if they want to make contributions during the walk, to text to give, TXT, the number 2, give, and the phone number 321-325-4780. Again, 321-325-4780. Alexa, I can't thank you enough for the chance to have this interview today, and I look forward to seeing you in New York in just a few days.
Yes, yes, and thank you so much for being on the show and being just such a wonderful season premiere guest. I definitely had to start Insight into Healing with this because I think it's just such an amazing, amazing story. And again, thank you everyone for joining us tonight, the premiere of Insight into Healing. If you have any questions or updates, you can contact me at insightintohealing@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Also remember, this Sunday, September 11th, down at Ground Zero, the walk will kick off at 2 p.m. So please contact myself or Don Weaver. We would love to have you. For those that cannot make it, please look up all the information if you would like to donate or just speak to Danny or Don and see how much, if you can help in any other way. And also, please join us September 15th at Barnes & Noble's in White Plains, New York, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the book signing of Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos. Everyone, once again, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Have a good night, and God bless.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh. He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.